And it's John Gibbons from the Anfield app. And I've got a special with one of the best sports writers, Jonathan Loop from The Guardian, who's written something very interesting. Well, as always, all his articles are interesting, but this one piqued my interest in particular. And I thought it'd be good to talk about, Jonathan, the fact that the people who are watching the best football teams in the world are having the least fun. That might be an oversimplification, but at the moment, and your article in particular was hooked on PSG, but explored other avenues. They're watching some of the greatest footballers of all time, and they're booing them.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite extraordinary. I mean, if you didn't see, they were playing Bordeaux on Sunday lunchtime. And, you know, this is kind of the trigger for this was the kind of capitulation against Real Madrid in the Champions League last week. But there's been this kind of simmering undercurrent of unrest at PSG amongst PSG fans for quite a while. And so, you know, even though they were winning, they were obviously, you know, 15 points clear in the league or whatever it was. Messi was getting booed every time he touched the ball. Neymar was getting booed. Mbappe was getting cheered. Mbappe was spared, even though he's leaving. And you know, when Neymar scored, he sort of smashed the ball into the net a second time because he was so angry, and the fans booed him even more. And it was the most curious, surreal, you know, sound, you know, the spectacle, because PSG fans have what, you know, we like to think is the dream, right? Your club has been bought by, you know, an oil-rich nation or a gas-rich nation and you know, playing fantasy football with the world's best player, and you're still not happy. That was the trigger for it, because it's not just PSG fans, you know. A lot of fans of big clubs are finding that the promise of football, the compact which they bought into or were bought into by their owners isn't quite working for them.
Yeah, and you talk about Bayern Munich in there as well, and that's a really interesting example because, you know, PSG, there's the tag of underachievers and there's these Champions League exits, whereas Bayern Munich won it a couple of seasons ago, albeit sort of behind closed doors, have won the league, I think is it 9 or 10 times in a row?
It'll be 10.
Yeah, so a wildly successful, it certainly can't be classed as underachievers, pay what is by English standards a reasonable amount for season tickets and seem to have everything you could possibly want, but still there's the resentments around, well, what the football club should be. And I think that's a sort of a common theme, if there is indeed one, between these clubs, is that actually there's a lack of say, a lack of influence, or a lack of kind of, you know, feeling towards a football club that you want it to be.